Yo, Pamela! March Madness is upon us!
Are you talking about the escaped eagle owl?
No, the...
Or the newly discovered asteroid?
Wait, what? No, I'm talking about the college basketball tournament.
Oh, that too. Then I think we better march into the madness. I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. It's Tuesday, March 21st.
This is the 10 News.
Here are 10 things you need to know.
Processing.
First up, news from the animal kingdom. You may have heard of this Houdini. A few weeks ago, a Eurasian eagle owl named Flacco escaped Central Park Zoo. Vandals cut a hole in his enclosure. Since then, he's been living in Central Park, but the zoo was eager to recapture him and were concerned he wouldn't know how to hunt. Well, Flacco is thriving on his own, hunting New York City's rats, pigeons, and squirrels. And zoo officials have called off their recapture efforts for now. If you visit New York, look out for Flacco flying free. 9-year-old Aria Lament's quick thinking saved her mom's life. Her mother has a history of spinal problems and collapsed in the home. Aria called her dad, then an ambulance. Her mother wasn't able to tell medics her allergies, but Aria found all the information on her mom's phone. Now, her mom is doing fine. After hearing about her calmness and bravery, the mayor of Aurora, Illinois, where Aria lives, presented her with an award. She was also invited to speak to local Girl Scouts about staying calm in an emergency. From the 10 News team, we're sending snaps to Aria, who hopes to be a doctor one day.
Job.
March Madness is upon us! The NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament started over the weekend, and our Sweet 16 teams are Kansas State versus Michigan State, UConn versus Arkansas, Tennessee versus Florida Atlantic, UCLA versus Gonzaga, Alabama versus San Diego State, Houston versus Miami, Creighton versus Princeton, and Texas versus Xavier.
In international news, China's leader Xi Jinping will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Russia this week. The two leaders are meeting to discuss cooperation and partnership. Western nations have warned China not to provide weapons or aid to Russia. And so far, China has called for peace and Ukrainian sovereignty. But this meeting could change all that. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is hoping to speak with Xi Jinping after the meeting with Russia. What about Ukraine's Western allies? Russia warned they will destroy any armed foreign jets given to Ukraine for defense. The announcement came after Russian jets clipped a U.S. drone which was reportedly flying in international airspace. The damage to the drone meant it was intentionally brought down into the Black Sea. Russia says it will retrieve the drone. The U.S. says the area where it crashed makes any retrieval unlikely. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court, also known as the ICC, issued an arrest warrant for Putin. He's accused of war crimes because he separated Ukrainian kids from their families and transported the kids to Russia.
This is an outrage!
Taking kids is a war crime. But for now, Russia doesn't fall under the ICC's jurisdiction, which means they can't actually go arrest him. So why issue a warrant? By making it clear Putin has committed war crimes, international leaders will be discouraged from working with Russia or helping them in the war in Ukraine. And one day, Putin really could stand trial for what he's done. NASA just unveiled their newest moon mission spacesuit. This fashion and moon survival collaboration between Axiom Space and NASA is a gray suit with blue and orange highlights. Astronauts climb in through the butt of the suit, legs first. The suit costs $228 million to develop and can fit more people than traditional astronaut gear. Which is important, because the Artemis moon mission is going to be the first moon trip to include a woman.
Woohoo!
Protests have erupted in France after Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron raised the retirement age from 62 to 64 without allowing lawmakers to vote on it in the French Assembly. Police arrested over 100 protesters who lit fires in Paris. Some French politicians are pushing for a no-confidence vote against Macron, which would cause the current government to fall. That's unlikely because they currently have a majority. Seems unlikely anyone would be arrested just for owning a book. But in Hong Kong, authorities did just that. They arrested two men for owning books that are considered seditious.
What does that mean?
Seditious means that the content of the book could lead the people to rebel against the state. In this case, authorities believe the books could incite the people of Hong Kong to rebel against China. These books must be pretty serious, right? Well, they are picture books for kids.
Are you kidding me?
Last year, Chinese authorities arrested the speech therapy educators who created the books, one of which shows a group of sheep keeping wolves out of their home. Human rights advocates say these clampdowns on free speech are a violation of human rights.
That is bad.
A newly discovered asteroid with a catchy name, 2023 DW, was discovered in late February. Scientists became worried it could be on a collision course with Earth. NASA scientists have just finished calculations that say there's a 99.82% chance the asteroid will miss Earth.
Phew.
But even if the 50-meter-wide asteroid was on a collision course with Earth, it would be unlikely to do severe damage. Similar-sized objects have hit Earth in the past, in northern Arizona and Siberia. But NASA reassured everyone that with more calculations, there will probably be no chance of the asteroid making impact.
That was 10 things you need to know.
Check out tomorrow's episode where we talk UFOs, UAPs, and UOMEs.
I'm Pamela Kirkland.
And I'm Ryan Willard. Thanks for listening to the 10 News.
Data transfer complete.
Get ready for a thrilling adventure
with Culture Kids Podcast. Join us as we ignite curiosity, broaden horizons, and inspire empathy through culture, traditions, and interviews from people all over the world while having a blast with your whole family.
We cover different topics like different greetings around the world and K-pop, Texas barbecue, and even Pokemon.
And that's Culture Kids Podcast
wherever you get your podcasts.